And so we return. And so this is the first two Q drops, which again, people will, back in the day, will tell you, they don't count because Hillary is arrested. I mean, detained, but I mean, what are you going to do? Just let the baby eating Satanist lady go? And the answer is yes. Because Q drop three, like, drops the whole story about Hillary. Q drop three is open your eyes. It finally came out that Rod Bob were the key players in the uranium scandal. Uranium one, it's back, baby. It's back. Don't you think POTUS would be tweeting about removal given clear conflict? Why did POTUS meet Bob under the cover of FBI director interview? Bob is unable to serve as per director, per the law. Gowdy comments on Comey, parentheses, history, will, ellipsis. POTUS has everything. Not everyone is corrupt, parentheses, fewer than you think. Follow Huma, Operation Mockingbird. Priority to clean out the bad actors to unite people behind the America First agenda. Many in our government worship Satan. Not all about Republicans versus Democrats at this stage. Where is HRC? Why is the National Guard called up across 12 cities? Trust in your president. God bless patriots. POTUS has everything. So that was like the original version of we have it all. And it's already in Q drop three. So anyone who does the QAnon promotion, QAnon promoting, and they're babbling about this, that, the other thing, and they're just telling you about, oh, Trump's going to clear out all the bad people and blah, blah, blah. And he's, the deep state is, like so entrenched in our government that like it's going to take a lot of work for Trump to get them out of power before he can like finish them off. That's not what the Q drops told us at all. The Q drops told us from the jump, this thing's in the bag. Trump's got these people beat. They've lost. We've won. It's over. It's over, baby. We did it. We done dog did it. Deep state defeated. Trump triumphant. Like, you're just going to turn on the television tomorrow and enjoy the news. I do enjoy the Q. In that Q drop posted, where is HRC, when he told us that she'd been detained the previous day. And I do believe that I've looked this up before, but Hillary was on a book tour at that point in time. So she was probably at some bookstore in America signing her book and meeting the public and having a grand old time not being president and having to deal with all that crap. So I don't think that she was giving interviews about her detainment by U.S. Marshals, which I think she would have done had that happened. And again, Q brings up the fact that we have to arrest Hillary and other bad people so that the America First agenda can be passed. We gotta get rid of renewable energy subsidies. We've gotta like tighten it. We gotta build the wall and make Mexico pay for it and all that kind of stuff. And what's really interesting here, and apologies because I'm going to say slurs here, and I'm only saying this because this is Chan culture, and if anyone wants to tell me, hey Mike, don't do that in the future, it's slurs or slurs, you shouldn't say those things. I get it, my bad. I will apologize proactively and post-actively, but basically. In 4chan culture, everyone gets called a fag. That's pretty much just literally how you say hi to somebody. It's just, boom, everyone gets hit with that slur. And what's really interesting here is that Q at the jump, in Q drop two says, God bless fellow patriots, and then says, God bless patriots to end Q drop three, brings up Satan in Q drop three. And the Chan culture is very atheistic, very edgelord, very anti-religion. So it's very weird to me that he got away with being so religious, like right away. This kind of posting would usually get called Christ fagging, because why are you bringing up Jesus, bro? Christianity's bullshit. Like, God is not real. Like, that would be the normal reaction people would have to this kind of stuff, where you're posting, God is great, God bless us all, Satan is bad. And, like, this should have provoked a bunch of eye-rolling from 4chan. These people should have just said, fuck this guy, this clown. What, like, why would we listen to this dude? This Bible-thumping moron. It's really weird that this is, like, the line he took, and it somehow wasn't that offensive to people. That they were just sort of like, you know what? I do love Jesus. Satan does kind of suck, and we should knock him down a peg or two. It's very strange. It's very strange that this is going on. And, so, yeah, all this happens, and then, again, this idea that the National Guard has been called up and no one notices it. You would think that this would be on the news, that the National Guard's been called up over 12 cities. But only Q knows about it. Very strange. And then we will go to the final Q drop that I'm going to cover here, Q drop 4. And that is, some of us come here to drop crumbs, just crumbs, which implies that there's more than Q doing this, that, like, there's numerous intelligence agents dropping information via 4chan, that 4chan is just a backdoor for Trump intelligence assets to relay their messages to an audience that needs to read it. I mean, this is... Q polytheism, which is really funny, because later on Q gets very mad about this, because the JFK Jr. shit was mostly started by somebody who jumped in during a lull from Q and started posting crap and, like, was doing the Q gimmick, and they called themselves R. And R made it really clear they were JFK Jr. And so eventually someone asked Q, and Q dropped 1697, 1697. Someone says to Q, I need clarification in order to prevent movement split. Is R real or fake? And Q replied, there is only Q, and then signed it Q. And this is another thing that I was going to bring up about this whole, the big bad did Q and Michael Flynn and Steve Bannon and blah, blah, blah. There's no branding yet. Like, this is just a troll throwing junk onto these very chaotic forums where, like, a post could very easily just get lost in the wash. Like, there's no signifiers that this guy is this guy. I mean, he does have a trip code, but the trip code in the first two posts is, his ID on the first two posts is BQ7V3BC. The BT there is lowercase, and then a capital W. And then on Q drops 3 and 4, his ID is P3LK, lowercase, number 4, PKG, all uppercase. And I hope you wrote that down. There's going to be a quiz at the end of the podcast. But that's the thing, is that this stuff is just floating out there in the ether. And there is a connectivity in the narrative, that the way he's talking, but there's no obvious way to discern that Q drops 3 and 4 are attached to Q drops 1 and 2. It's a different ID. It's a different person. The second two drops were posted at 11:47 a.m. and 12:11 p.m. Eastern time on the 29th. So it's been like a half a day since he started posting the other Q drops. So, this kind of thing, again, if you had a plan you could trust, if you had a plan, you would be working harder to make sure that your content was known to be your content. It was connected. It was cohesive. There was markers indicating that, that you were the one doing this, and you would have been, you would have branded this content immediately. Q doesn't even come up with a name for himself until Q Drop 34, which I'm just going to scroll down and look to when he does post Q Drop 34. And that's the thing, is that Q Drop 34 is on November 1st. So he goes 4 days before naming himself. And then even after he does the Q Clearance Patriot post, it takes him a very long time to start signing stuff with the Q. The first Q drop that gets signed with a Q is Q Drop 61. And then he does it off and on. Like, he doesn't do it for two more Q drops. And on Q Drop 64, he signs a Q. And then he starts getting into the habit of signing them with Q, but then he misses it on Q Drop 68 and doesn't do it again on 69. And it's just like, this is the thing, is that, like, the things that would be basic marketing 101 kind of stuff for a person trying to create a movement, trying to build something like this, to create the psyop that will manipulate the world. They would have had this stuff planned. They would have known what they were doing. The Q name would have been out there very quickly. He would have called himself Q Clearance Patriot from the jump. And none of that happened. Instead, it was like hodgepodge. Like, basically, around Q Drop 34, he's like, I need a name. I need to come up with something for myself. And that's where he's like, he probably had watched Archer recently, because at the time, Archer had talked about having an episode where someone talked about having Q clearance. And he's like, that sounds cool. So that's where we went with. So continuing. POTUS is 100% insulated. Any discussion suggesting he is even a target is false. I like the word even being jammed in there. It's very weird, because you could have just said any discussion suggesting he is a target is false. But no, they had to be like, that he is even a target is false. Strange. And a final commercial break here so I can get my money. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for fast forwarding through the commercials, however you want to do it. I don't care. I don't blame you.